I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. More than 500,000 people in Wisconsin have filed for unemployment since the coronavirus outbreak, according to the latest figures from the Department of Workforce Development. Many have yet to get relief. The state has yet to pay 16% of claims. Department of Workforce Development Secretary Caleb Frostman testified before the state Senate Committee on Labor and Regulatory Reform Wednesday. He says the backlog is due to the sheer volume of claims, shortage of staffing, and antiquated technology.
Perhaps it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Our call systems were not built to handle 5.8 million calls a week, which is a 20,000% increase over last year's busiest week.
Republican Senator Chris Kapenga pushed back, saying the technology, which uses a 50-year-old programming language called COBOL, is not the reason for the backlog of cases. He took issue with criticism that held Republicans responsible for not updating the technology years ago.
That's what I need people to understand when they bring up these accusations about the Republicans being the bad guys here is, this is not the backlog is not related to the COBOL processing batch. It's related to other things outside of that.
Kapenga says that staffing is the greater problem and suggested using state employees outside the department to fulfill DWD's staffing needs.
We have current state employees who are sitting here getting paid not to work. I think it's really important that we take existing state assets that are already being paid and use them to do the work that needs to get done.
However, Niraj Kulkarni, Chief Information Officer and IT Director at DWD, said that staffing up the call center alone would not mitigate or eliminate problems created by the technology.
Phones will be open, but when they call in, the claims adjudicators or the claims processors
can't get in the system.
They cannot look at the system and make changes simultaneously because that would disrupt the payment calculations then.
Kulkarni says that the technology requires time to update overnight and, if accessed prematurely, could render errors and risk distributing incorrect payments. Despite the challenges, Secretary Frostman is optimistic the Department of Workforce Development is making progress.
With increased productivity and an influx of new adjudicators, we anticipate continued consistent reduction in our caseload. I look forward to working closely with this body and other members of the legislature and state agencies to ensure economic stability and progress for all Wisconsinites during this pandemic and after.
Frostman asked the committee to upgrade the infrastructure, increase benefit rates, and permanently repeal a one-week waiting period before people can claim benefits. It's unclear how the Senate committee will move forward. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.